The Scoop podcast is brought to you by Grounded. Spray smarter and improve herbicide performance with Grounded, a multifunctional adjuvant from Helena. And welcome to the Scoop podcast. I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp. Today we're having a conversation with Tyler Mitchell. He is on the River Valley Cooperative team. Tyler serves as an agronomy account manager, helping farmers in the Davenport, Iowa area. So Tyler, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Margie. Great to be here.
So just to get us kicked off, tell us just a little bit about your role as an agronomy account manager there at the co-op.
So really, it's just kind of the boots on the ground is what we call it, right? Out working with farmers every day, you know, just kind of helping them, right? It's pretty complex agriculture world today. We've got a lot of products available, sorting through those products, right? Picking out the ones that we believe provide the highest ROI to the farmer, and really kind of working through their acres and, you know, helping basically provide the best solutions to help those farmers solve their issues and help achieve their goals is what we kind of do every day. So
Tyler, how did you get into ag retail?
A little bit of background. I grew up on a farm, had about 80 head cow-calf operation and a couple hundred acres of row crop, and really just kind of fell in love with it as I got older, but knew that opportunity to farm wasn't there. So kind of started working into ag retail and, you know, just knew that if I couldn't farm myself, I wanted to help farmers achieve their goals and make their operations better. That's kind of what I started doing and really fell in love with it. So
that's a common theme I hear. So folks who may not have had a spot to farm themselves or the ability to, they feel like the next closest thing is to help other farmers in the ag retail segment. So definitely a common sentiment. So, hey, Tyler, how did the fall application season go for you guys in your geography?
It went really good. It's still going on. If you can believe that, we're sitting here. It's December 19th, I believe.
Yeah. It's the 20th.
See, that's how well it's gone. It's just right past me. So, but yeah, gone really well. We had really good conditions there. Early on, a little bit of a delayed harvest for what it was, I guess, for the drought for us. But, you know, went really well. Had, you know, really 8 weeks of just great running. And a lot of guys wanted to get fertilizer on because we had some pretty good pricing early on. So, but yeah, it's just kind of kept carrying on and cut a lot of tons on. I'd say if we're not a record this year, we're close to it for applied acres in the company. So
are the sheds empty?
Oh yeah. Yep. We're going to fill them back up. But yeah, we've definitely done a great job of keeping supply with the river challenges we've had this year. So
yeah. So you talk a little bit about river challenges. You also talked a little bit about the weather and those environmental conditions through harvest and fall application season. But really, what do you think is the biggest takeaway from 2023?
Boy, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, I thought, you know, going into it, we did a lot of scouting. We do a crop tour every year. The crop tour from this year was actually 10% lower than the crop tour the previous year in my area. Boy, talking with guys, getting yield data back, it was probably the exact same or 10% above trend line in my area than what we had the previous year. So that was a really present supplies. You know, just looking at crops, I would have said, yeah, we're going to be 10-20% down, and we're 10-20% up. So, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, doesn't matter where this crop's going to start. It's where it finishes is where it's important. So, and also just don't give up on stuff. You know, we had guys that, you know, thought it was crop insurance claim time and wanted to give up on the crop. And if they did, I think, they probably were pretty sorry. It just was a lot better than what they thought, and kind of a was a what if scenario, right? And that type of deal. So.
You talked about how so much of your role is helping farmers analyze the ROI, right? Try new products, evaluate agronomic conditions, make sure it's a good fit. What do you think was a big takeaway from the agronomic toolkit as far as that ROI that farmers, when they were able to make a decision, really paid off?
I would say just I'm a big data guy. I like to evaluate data. And everybody that I work with kind of looks at data, right? And I think us as a company, we've done a great job of looking at, okay, here's a product, let's go ahead and evaluate it and move forward if we see that ROI. And just being able to take that back to the data and analyze it. Also, I think we've done a good job of aligning ourselves with companies that provide data and also, are willing to try products for us. So that's kind of the way we go about it. The way we look at it is, hey, show us that we can be profitable. And if you can do that, then I go to farmers and say, hey, look, they've shown us. I think this is really going to help you be more profitable and be able to get those extra bushels you need to make it all go. So.
Is there a product or a product category that really stands out?
Boy, we went to the ARA conference here last month, and I tell you what, biologicals are hot. That's one that I've been getting better at, getting product knowledge and learning the different categories of biological or growth promoting rhizobacteria or a biopesticide. But yeah, there's a lot of biological companies, and I think that is going to be one that is going to be ever increasing, and that might be the next frontier when it comes to pushing the ROI is going to these biological products and trying them out. So.
Excellent. So we are talking with Tyler Mitchell. He's an agronomy account manager at River Valley Cooperative, and we will be right back after this message from our podcast sponsor. For today's industry spotlight, we have Austin Anderson, brand manager at Helena Products Group. Austin, tell us about the challenges farmers are facing with weed control today.
Really, the two big ones are around availability of technology. So as we know that we've had some issues with regulatory on a couple of our technologies, just taking some tools out of the toolbox for some growers out there. But then also the second one is about, really having a clear, concise plan to be able to start your fields clean, ultimately to get the biggest yield and stay clean throughout the year.
What are some of those products that retailers can work with farmers to put in that weed management plan?
Well, when you think about it, we've got a lengthy portfolio at HPG from the standpoint of we got a lot of products to offer, but one we want to highlight is Grounded. It's our oil-based adjuvant that really does anything that you need for your pre-emergent herbicide program. So it has drip control built in. It helps with absorption. It's got a good compatibility agent. And then most importantly, when you think about, some of the things that residual herbicides needs, it needs some help being able to stay in that weed kill zone longer for better control for longer periods of time. And then ultimately, being able to help make sure that once you get those rain events where you can activate that herbicide, Grounded has a good UV protection additive built in to where we can really help activate that full amount of that herbicide to where you can really get the performance that you're expecting.
So if folks want to learn more about Grounded, which is the technology created and exclusive to Helena, where would you point them?
Definitely go to helenaagri.com, but also make sure you stop in and see our local retailers close by or call your sales folks and they'll get the right solutions for your farm.
And that is Austin Anderson, brand manager at Helena Products Group. And we're back on the Scoop Podcast, talking with Tyler Mitchell. He serves farmers in and around the Davenport, Iowa area. And Tyler, you were telling us that you're a data guy. So I'm wondering, what technology do you get most excited about as far as what has potential, but also what technology is really easy for you to use and adopt?
I think the most basic one is when I put on my farmer hat, right? Because, you know, I help out on the farm, right? And I run the tractor. You know, number one is auto steer, right? Every farmer probably knows how to use an auto steer type system. And then the next one, but I think is probably the most important, is a yield monitor, right? You know, being able to have accurate yield data and quantify it. Those are really the big two that I think are the most easy that farmers get, and that provide a lot of good information. As far as most excited, I'm probably most excited about a See and Spray from John Deere. We're gonna see how that works. So,
do you guys have a unit for 2024?
We don't, no.
Okay, no. Gotcha.
Coming down the pipe, I hope.
Okay. So when you say it out loud, you're manifesting it, right? You're putting it, you're going to will it to be. So you talked about data and helping evaluate ROI. So maybe just share one of those aha moments that you've had with a farmer recently about how you were able to, whether it be with scouting or yield data or any kind of agronomic layers, really tease out what was going on in their field and find a solution.
So yeah, I think this past year, kind of had an epiphany or an aha moment. We were sitting down looking at yield data, and you know, we applied this new product, BioPath is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And basically did half the field, 40 acres with, 40 acres without. And boy, there was a line in that yield map, and it was like, ooh, this is significant, 12 bushel of the acre. And it's like, you know, that was the aha moment. Like, well, we have a lot of fertility because, you know, hey, we put some manure out here and we did a lot of things. This was CRP also for 10 years. So there's a lot of built up nutrients. And that was one of those products, like, you know, maybe we should be putting this everywhere. We have a good base built up that, and it just kind of was like, hey, the data proved it, right? The data proved the product.
Yeah. Excellent. So Tyler, what's your favorite part of your job?
I'd say the getting to meet the people. I guess you could say I'm a little bit of an introvert, but I love relationships. You know, I think that's the part I love most about my job, is my customers honestly are my friends. And it's like, they might not see me as that, but you know, I really enjoy working with all of them. Boy, just to get out and be out on the farm with them and get to see their operation, it's a dream come true for me. So.
Excellent. About how many farmer accounts do you work on in a year?
I think I counted up the other day, 62.
Oh, wow. Excellent. A lot of friends. Okay. Yep. So Tyler, I invited you on the podcast, as I do with all of our 40 under 40 awardees, of which you are one. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We're appreciative of our sponsor, New Farm, for that 40 under 40 program. And one of my favorite questions to ask is, what words would you share with somebody else who's in the early chapters of their career in ag retail?
Just be friendly with people. Treat them the way you want to be treated. One thing that I had to learn was don't be afraid, right? I never pulled in a driveway or jumped in a combine or rode in a planter and said, man, I wish I wouldn't have stopped and talked to that guy. I always get back in the truck and I'm like, wow, that was awesome. Like, you know, I just got to be a part of it. And that's what young guys all, or young gals, whoever, you know, I'll tell them, hey, that's, don't be afraid, just go.
No, that's excellent. Okay, Tyler. So we're going to wrap up with three kind of lightning round questions. Okay. So the first one is, what is the most used app on your phone?
Oh, probably either my Outlook email or my company app.
Okay. Excellent. Is that your grower portal or?
Yeah. It's through AgVen. So.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Okay, Tyler, one prediction for the 24 growing season.
hold on to your hat if it's could be one of those whirlwind years. So,
okay. And then if I gave you the magic wand and you could solve one problem, what are we waving that magic wand and solving?
I wish we'd get rid of this resistant weed problem. It'd be kind of nice to just be done with it and be able to spray a crop and just have fun again. So
excellent. Well, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Again, congratulations on being named to the 40 Under 40. If folks want to find you either online or on social media, where can they?
So you can find me at my Facebook, just Tyler Mitchell, and you'll see my name under River Valley Account Manager. I don't have a Twitter, honestly. you can email me too, tmitchell@rivervalleycoop.com. So
excellent. Well, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into the podcast today. If you are listening on our website, go ahead and click on your favorite podcast player of choice. Give us a 5-star review, hit the follow, subscribe button, and you will be served up all of our newest and latest episodes direct to you. Until we are back on the podcast, I'm editor of The Scoop, Margie Eckelkamp, and I'm wishing everyone a safe and productive start to their season.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of 3 herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.